USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
With the G7 summit over and President Trump back in Washington, D.C., there seems to be some renewed optimism that a trade deal can be reached between the United States and China. North Carolina Republican Senator Tom Tillis believes a trade deal needs to be done.
Sooner or later, we've got to recognize the two are intertwined. If they are, if we're the near-peer competitor to China in 2050, we'll look back at this time having not taken strong action as probably a missed opportunity.
A federal judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked an 8-week abortion ban from taking effect in Missouri on Wednesday, but will allow certain parts of the law to move forward, including the ban on abortions based on race, sex, or disability. The ban provided exceptions for medical emergencies, but not for pregnancies that were a result of rape or incest, which result in less than 2% of abortions. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.